With this Spotlight on the Arts for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough. Time now for my regular visit with Christy Pulliam, Community Development and Artistic Director of the Foundation of Arts. Christy, welcome to KASU and happy holidays to you.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Marty.
And we can't think about the holidays without thinking about this year's production of The Nutcracker.
Of course.
And you've got a guest that you brought into the studio with us today. Would you introduce her to our listeners, please?
Yes, I'd love to. I brought Leanne Kinnearum. She is the director of the Nutcracker Ballet this year and actually has been for us for, goodness, 2 years, 3 years, Leanne?
3 years now.
3 years now. Leanne studied at Ballet Chicago, and she grew up here, actually, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And she studied there at Ballet Chicago and learned the techniques that are needed to be taught here at our school. And she came back, and didn't you have your own studio for a while?
I did. I was open for 3 years.
Great.
And then came back to join the Foundation of Arts after that.
So we're so glad she's back with us.
Now, Leanne, not only do you have a long history with the Foundation of Arts, but specifically with the Nutcracker. This has been a part of your life for many years, hasn't it?
Yes. I started out as a dancer and spent 10 years dancing in the production, and then moved on to be choreographer. And then from there went to assistant direct and help other directors, and now I am directing myself.
You mentioned that you've been the choreographer, and now you're the director of the FOA's production of The Nutcracker. What's the difference between being the choreographer and the director?
The director has the opportunity to direct the whole team, everyone all involved, artistically and creatively, and kind of give their version and their vision for the show. The choreographer then takes that idea and puts it into a routine and teaches the dancers, works with them in the rehearsal. In the end, it comes back to the director, and I make sure that all the pieces fit together for one big cohesive production.
So, having been involved in it for so many years, and now this is the multiple times that you've directed, how do you keep a production like this fresh? Is there anything new or noteworthy about this year's production of The Nutcracker?
This year in particular, we are using a medieval theme. Our entire Act Two is based off of the Middle Ages. We have new costumes, a brand new set. The characters, their personalities, and the person that they're going to portray on the stage is a little different. And it even ties into our Act One with brand new costumes for our party scene as well.
Now, Leanne, you've been involved with this for many years. What is it about The Nutcracker that makes you want to dance this particular work and now be involved as a choreographer and now as a director?
For me, it's such a tradition. You know, it kind of gets Christmas going. You just enjoy the holidays, and you're not really thinking about all the work. It's the time that you're spending with everybody, and it brings you together, make new friends, and it's kind of a sense of a family, all of us together.
Now, you'd mentioned to me before we started the interview today that there's something a little different about this year's production, the fact that you've got a few more men and boys involved than usual. Tell us about that.
We do. Usually we'll have about one male lead. This year we actually have four male leads and additional six more men in the party scene. So we're a little beside ourselves. We've been able to create some new parts, and we're getting the opportunity to do partnering where the males and the females dance together, and you see the lifts and all the fun turns, and it's very acrobatic.
What is it about the Nutcracker and the Foundation of Arts? It's just something that... they go together. People associate the foundation with the Nutcracker. Why has it become so special? How has it developed into what it is for the Jonesboro community?
Well, I think that the Nutcracker Ballet is so special because Jonesboro is so special. You know, I mean, we couldn't continue this tradition without the support of Jonesboro and the patrons who come to see it and who support the whole show. So, I think it's a testament to Jonesboro and the people who live here who appreciate ballet and who appreciate that tradition and continue to support it every year.
And this is a ballet that people are familiar with the music, they're familiar with the story. If they've never been to a ballet, never had any exposure to that as an art form, this is an easy stepping stone to begin to learn about ballet.
It sure is. It sure is. You know, it's also... the story is easy. It's nice and lighthearted. There's battles and like Leanne said, lifts this year and things that are very, very, Leanne used the word acrobatic, but certainly athletic. You know, I mean, as I watched, I got to see the rehearsal last night, and just if you've ever tried to dance at all, then you can sit and watch this and think, I cannot believe they make that look so easy. That is actually very hard stuff. So even if you're not that artsy of person, if you like athletics at all, if you appreciate just the human body and how it can be push and strain and do things that many people would never even dream of, then it's really an exciting show to see.
Leanne, I want you to try to describe to our listeners the scope of this production. People may not realize, or maybe they've seen the Nutcracker performed on a much smaller scale. This is a major production. Talk a little bit about that aspect of the Nutcracker.
Well, this year we actually have 105 performers, starting at the age of 5 all the way to adult. And some of them will be featured in more than one scene, so they'll be dancing 2 or 3 times. We use 2 hand-painted, made just for us drops. We have a very special Christmas tree this year that grows, and it's up to 18 feet tall. We have a brand new castle that we built for Act 2. So there's been a lot of set building and construction going on, and then we've had 105 people in rehearsals since August. And just this past month, I think we've spent almost every night together with the exception of Thanksgiving.
Well, having heard all of that, Christy, when are the presentations of the Nutcracker, and how can someone go about getting tickets?
Well, the show opens December 1st. That's Saturday. And it opens at 7 o'clock. And then we have December 2nd at 2 o'clock. That's a Sunday afternoon. And then Monday night and Tuesday night, it also runs at 7 o'clock. That's December 3rd and 4th. You can get your tickets online at foajonesboro.org. You can call us, 935-2726, or just come in the box office and check your seat out and figure it all out live and in person. That's great, too.
Well, it's a Jonesboro tradition, and I appreciate you coming in to remind our listeners of that and encourage them not to miss this year's production of The Nutcracker.
For sure. Thank you, Marty.
Christy Pulliam is Community Development and Artistic Director of the Foundation of Arts. Leanne Canarum is directing this year's production of The Nutcracker, again, going on at the Foundation of Arts. You can get all the information at foajonesboro.org. And with this Spotlight on the Arts for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough.